Welcome to Alone Woods.
It was a moonless night when I ventured into the heart of the Appalachian forest. The air was thick with humidity, and each step I took was muffled by the dense canopy above. I had always been drawn to the untamed beauty of nature, but tonight, something felt different. Something felt off. As I delved deeper into the woods, an unsettling silence fell. No rustling leaves, no chirping insects, just an eerie, all-consuming quiet. My flashlight flickered, casting long, wavering shadows that danced on the ancient trees. That's when I heard it, a low, guttural growl that made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I spun around, heart pounding, but saw nothing, just darkness. I tried to shake off the feeling, convincing myself it was just my imagination. But then I saw it, a pair of glowing eyes staring at me from the underbrush, unblinking and predatory. My breath caught in my throat as the creature stepped into the light. It stood on two legs, its form shifting and contorting unnaturally. A skinwalker. Panic surged through me as I realized the legends were true. This was no ordinary animal. I turned and ran, branches clawing at my face and arms as I sprinted through the forest. The growls grew louder, closer, echoing in the still night air. Every instinct told me to keep moving, but my legs were heavy, and the terrain was relentless. I stumbled upon a clearing, gasping for breath, my flashlight barely illuminating the area. I could hear it now, the skinwalker's footsteps crunching on the dry leaves, drawing nearer. Desperation kicked in, and I scrambled to find something, anything, to defend myself. My hand closed around a fallen branch, sturdy and sharp. With trembling hands, I held it before me like a makeshift spear. The creature emerged from the shadows, its eyes locking onto mine. It let out a blood-curdling scream, a sound that seemed to pierce my very soul. Summoning every ounce of courage, I lunged forward, striking it with the branch. The skinwalker recoiled, its form flickering like a disturbed mirage. I didn't wait to see if it would recover. I ran, faster than I ever thought possible. The forest seemed endless, the shadows closing in around me. But finally I saw a faint light ahead, the edge of the forest. Fueled by sheer terror, I pushed myself forward, bursting through the trees and collapsing onto the open ground. Behind me the darkness of the forest loomed, but the skinwalker was nowhere to be seen. I lay there panting and shaking, realizing how close I came to becoming another legend whispered around campfires. The Appalachian forest held its secrets tightly, and that night, I had narrowly escaped becoming one of them. As I made my way back to civilization, I couldn't shake the feeling that those eyes, those terrible glowing eyes, were still watching me. Remember, some legends are born from truth, and the forests at night hold more than just the rustle of leaves. They hold the unknown, waiting for the next unsuspecting soul to wander too far. Stay safe out there and remember, not all who wander are lost, but some who wander are never seen again.